Now, time to bring in our good friend, Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Waterbury Public and American. You can find her stories on the web at the rap-am.com. Also in the newspaper, you get home delivery. You can pick it up at newsstands throughout the region. And we say happy Thanksgiving in advance, Ruth.
Thank you, Marshall. I think you ought to update your computer to the right time. You said 7:18.
Well,
don't confuse people.
My body feels like it's 7:18. Oh, sorry
it
about
feels
that, folks.
Like 7:18.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks. Mike, you know, Mike Murtaugh used to correct me. All the time, Mike would call me up and say, hey.
Oh, good old Mike.
Oh, gosh.
Well, all eyes are on Cornwall this week because it looks as if they may have found a site for their wastewater treatment plant. That has been going on for years and years. They've been talking about it. They've been studying about it. They finally got approval this past summer, and now they think they've got a spot to place it. And that's in a lot between the West Cornwall Post Office and the new Three Guys Ski and Run. So the study committee, it's not a study committee, it's a construction committee now, was out there this past week looking at it, and it seems to have a lot of the attributes needed, including the willingness of the owner to sell. So now comes the next leg of this long, long, long process. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. It's going to be interesting.
You think people? I bet you some people come up and want to renege on that idea.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean,
so it's a society we're in. Not yeah, that they're wrong. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying it's a society that we're in.
Yes. No. No matter what spot, people would, you know, have problems. Well, there are people who are against it anyway, so they wouldn't want it anywhere. But in describing it, you know, it's going to look like it's a 20-by-30-foot little building with hardly, you know, not going to be much to see, and a lot of underground tanks. So I don't know, but at least they have something to look at this point.
Yeah.
Along those lines, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway did note at a meeting, if you remember, during the whole approval system, there was the Friends of Cornwall, this anonymous group that was sending out notices to vote it down.
Illegally, by the way.
Yes, very illegal, because they never said who they were, and that's... You can't make political statements or pacts without saying who you are. So Gordon said, you know, obviously, the town clerk was obligated to file a complaint with the Elections Enforcement Bureau, and Gordon said this week that so far it's cost or will cost about $2,000 for legal fees, which has people very upset that the town has to pay for something that it didn't. You know, it wasn't its fault, but again, we'll be watching that to see. And the elections enforcement said they have until next August to they're investigating, and they have till August to come up with finding out who did it. So the mystery continues, and it's going to be interesting. We have not much going on in the last week. We had the Turkey Olympics at the high school the other day. Did they have it when you were there?
No.
Yeah, I guess this is, it really is a fun time with all the classes competing as well as the faculty, and this year the faculty came in last, so lots of laughs, lots of, a good way to start off the Thanksgiving Day holiday, and a good way to bring camaraderie to the various classes at the school. I think it's a great idea.
When I went to high school, we had things like each class collected shreds of paper, okay? And it was a dumb thing to do because books started disappearing.
Oh,
you know, I'm telling you, it's true. It's true. And there was so much paper.
Oh, gosh. Oh, geez.
That's what we did back in the 70s.
Those were the days. Those were the hot days at the high school.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. There was a talk at Salisbury School, at Salisbury Forum at Hotchkiss on Friday night. Lots of talks this weekend, and we also had Douglas Brinkley, the historian at Kent School this past weekend, so there was opportunity for a lot of interesting lectures. It really is amazing who comes to this part of the world. You know, we've had some really excellent speakers coming to all the various venues here and the Northwest Corner. We have lots of culture.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see we've got.
The Festival of Trees opened up last weekend.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it opened up, and it runs through December, I think, 3rd. And then on December 3rd, they have their gala party at 7:30.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's always a fun thing to do, and people really get creative. I remember you doing one once, Marshall.
I did one, I said I did two, and they both sold, but not for a lot of money, but they both sold anyway.
That's okay. Tis the season, so we're starting.
Oh, yeah.
We have the Thanksgiving dinner at the Pilgrim House on Thursday. That's a free community dinner, and everybody is welcome, and they get tremendous amounts of donations of turkeys and all the food, and again, it's the camaraderie of people who, not just people who are alone, but
it's
people,
for people who are, it doesn't matter what your income, there's that, if you want to have dinner with somebody on Thanksgiving,
this is where you go, yeah. And usually Paul Ramuni plays his accordion, and it's the atmosphere is lovely, and Bev Becker, really, Beverly, works very hard getting this thing organized. And as I say, the donations come in beautifully. Also today, we have the Veterans Celebration at North Canaan Elementary School. They invite the veterans to come and visit with the children. Several of the schools have had them already. This is a little bit later in the schedule, but nonetheless still terrific. And we have the Canaan Parade of Lights.
That's coming up on Sunday.
Sunday night. It starts behind Stop and Shop, and it's going to, I think, the first of the season, as far as I can remember. A lot of towns are doing it, fire companies. I think this is the first. So, and again, it really lights up the town and kicks off the Christmas season.
Yeah, right next door to us, Millerton has their Festival of Lights weekend put on by their chamber on both Friday and Saturday as well. And then the week after that, Ruth, all hell breaks loose because you've got Salisbury has Merry and Bright weekend. Mm-hmm. Suwassa has their ski and skate sale. Sharon Methodist Church has their Christmas fair. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Sharon does, I think it's Luminaries on the Green.
The Luminaries on the Green for the tree lighting will happen.
It's Salisbury Association's concerts is on December 3rd. Just all kinds of, as I say, the season is starting, and will be. Well, it's always a biggie, and then it quiets down for January.
It builds up from today through next week, or it just really builds up.
Right. Right. So, and hopefully it won't be too cold.
And Salisbury has their on the green conclusion event of the Merry and Bright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's even a 5K run walk in Salisbury for the Merry and Bright weekend there. So.
Right. Right. Yeah, they're adding on things. So everybody is so happy to have things back again after that pandemic hiatus. So it seems to me, I don't know to you, but people are coming back with more vim and vigor than beforehand because of being so isolated for those 2 years, I really think.
I also want to remind people then, Sharon, that the Ladies Auxiliary brought back their auxiliary memory tree.
Yes.
Where you can make a donation and you can have an ornament with a name on it. That tree is on display inside the town hall, actually.
Right. Yeah, that's a lovely idea, too. They do a nice job. So we will be in the midst of all this celebration and hopefully out there taking pictures and doing all kinds of things. But there will still be meetings come December. You know, there's still a lot of municipal meetings intertwined with all this holiday celebration. So You'll keep us busy.
I can't wait to see you at the luminaries. Last year they had so many.
They had to go off the green, I think. It was so,
I think it's going to be the same this year. And now people can after the luminaries are over the next day, people can go pick up the ones that they made or that were done in honor. So.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. People really should stop and see that when it's all lit up. The green is just, what a sight. What a sight. And you have a front row seat.
It's unbelievable. When I drive in the next morning, it's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And with the Christmas tree, and I even think Santa Claus is going to be at the Hotchkiss Library that weekend here in mm-hmm. Sharon. So just so much going on that weekend. It builds this weekend to next weekend, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, it keeps going. So we'll be busy.
All right. Well,
that's okay.
I've purchased my turkey. I don't know about you, Ruth.
Mine's coming tomorrow.
Yeah,
yes.
I got a fresh killed turkey. It's coming to my house today.
Oh, good. Okay. How big is it?
It's only 6 to 8 pounds. It's not a big turkey. But,
no. Still,
I'm not going to eat chicken on Thanksgiving. I'm not.
No. You deserve a turkey. Do you do all the fixings?
I cook everything.
Wow.
And I bring it to the station, and Joe and I share it.
Oh, terrific. Very nice. Very nice. Good.
Right. Well, I want you and your family to have a good weekend this weekend, Ruth.
Thank you, and the same to you, Marshall. And I think we should just toast Katie Gannett.
That's exactly right. Before we go, Katie Gannett passed away over the past weekend. A coach. She was ag ed. She was my guidance counselor, and she had. When I came back here and started covering news, I reintroduced myself to her. And I had dinner with Katie and Michael probably twice a month for close to 3 or 4 years. She's just a brilliant lady, had a terrific sarcastic sense of humor.
Oh, she could cut you to the... But she was kind-hearted, very active in all the activities that she had a passion for, AFS. As you said, ag ed, and who could beat her gardens? I mean, they were botanical. It was spectacular, and I'm going to miss her. She was
a giant of a person.
And a force for the Northwest Corner.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall. Many, many happy thoughts this Thanksgiving Day weekend.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report. Once again, her stories are at rep-am.com.